this is kind of repulsive, really, but have you ever heard of any type of dish made with hog blood in it?
Mm-mm.
Never heard anything like that. Or say this, you know, sometimes women like to keep this thick, sour milk around,
mm-hmm.
make things out of it. What did they call that?
Well, clabber milk or sour milk.
Do you have any idea what you can make out of clabber milk?
Well, you make cottage cheese. Of course, you could churn it and get the butter.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have butter and buttermilk out of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you like to drink buttermilk?
No, not much. I don't drink much milk.
I don't either. I especially don't like buttermilk. My mother never could get me to drink that stuff. God, it tasted bad. Mm-hmm. We're talking about milk. After you milked your cows, what could you do to it to get some of the impurities out of it?
Strain it.
Was that usually done with some kind of wire mesh or something?
Usually both wire mesh and a cloth too.
Was there anything such, is that what you did, you know, was that it? As far as getting the milk ready so it could be drunk?
Yeah, that's right.
No such thing as pasteurizing or
pasteurized. Yeah.
What do you think about? Did you ever hear of anybody get sick from drinking milk like that?
No, never did.
I wonder if this pasteurization.
I don't know. Well, I can see they could kill off a lot of the bacteria that are harmful with heat.
What about talking about food, something that your wife might make for a dessert, say she might bake it in a deep dish out of some either apple slices or peach slices and have a thick crust on top?
Apple pie or peach pie?
Would that be the same thing as what some people call a cobbler?
Yeah.
Same thing?
What
about this expression having to do with food? Say if somebody has a real good appetite, you might say, well, old so-and-so sure likes to put away his
grub.
His grub?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that put any other way?
I'm sure I have. Grub just came in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Put it away his vittles.
Put away his vittles.
Yeah.
Do you still hear that term,
Mike? Yeah.
You do.
Or he likes his vittles.
Uh-huh. Some people say he likes to put away his groceries.
Yeah,
have you ever heard that?
Yeah, you hear that.
If you were barbecuing some pork or some other kind of meat and you were serving it, you might pour a little extra
barbecue sauce.
Now, a sauce and a gravy, is there a difference there?
Yeah, the sauce is usually has a lot of tomato, stuff like that. Our gravy is usually made up of fat and water and thickening, flour.
I see. What would you call, food that you eat between meals? You'd say you're having a
snack.
Snack. Do you eat much between meals?
Not a little bit. I eat usually fruit.
Fruit, yeah. That's my problem. Trying to cut down between meals. Did I tell you, my problem is eating too much at night?
Well, my wife knows about how much I eat. I usually tell her. She puts it on my plate and I sit down and eat.
Mm-hmm. And that's that?
That's that. I'll eat an egg for breakfast, a piece of toast, and then I'll have my cereal and fruit.